Next item, please.
Item 929, accept bid of Precision Trenchless LLC for the Tabor Powell Phase 2 Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $1,841,089.
Very good. And we have BES staff here today. Good morning. Thank you for your patience. Thanks, Larry.
Good morning. I'm Larry Palat, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Precision Trenchless for the Tabor Powell Phase 2 Sewer Rehab Project for $1,841,089. The engineer's estimate on the project was $1,875,000, and the Bureau's confidence level was high. The project was advertised at the city's electronic procurement system pursuant to Ordinance 188-375. Bids were opened on June 22. 5 bids were received. Precision Trenchless is the lowest responsive and responsible. I always go too fast and stumble on that one. Lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $1,841,089, which is 1% under the engineer's estimate, which these days is a very welcome thing. BES and Procurement Service identified an aspirational goal of certified DMW ESB subcontractor supplier utilization at 20% of the hard construction costs. There is a total of $420,574.25, almost 23% certified firm participation on the project, apportioned as follows. It is a women business enterprise at $420,574.25 doing site work and excavation. Precision Trenchless is headquartered in Schenectady, New York. They are not a state of Oregon certified DMW ESB contractor. They have a City of Portland business tax registration. They are EEO certified and are in full compliance with all of the city's contracting requirements. If council has questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those, or Scott Gibson from BES is here with an interesting story about the project.
An interesting story. Let's hear it.
Actually, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Council. I'd like to briefly just take a second to talk about this contract that we advertised. Your project manager, Ms. Colleen Harold, did a lot of outreach to vendors who are selling a new technology, which is UV light cured-in-place pipe. It's a technology that's going to save us a lot of money. And we have been trying to get that technology involved in our community for a long time. And Colleen reached out to vendors all across the nation, and she was successful at getting 5 firms to bid. She successfully estimated what this new technology would cost and ended up with a firm with an excellent participation rate with a local women-owned business as a contractor. So we don't always have these successes, but in this case, we took a risk as an organization. And I think this bidder coming in is going to encourage or force our current vendors to up their game a bit and adopt this newer technology, which is the UV light cured instead of the heat cured pipe relining. So I think that's a really good story, and I just want to take a minute to share that with you.
Very good. Thank you. Any further questions? Very good. Public testimony on this item, please.
They all left.
I'm sorry?
They all left.
All right. Very good.
I have one question. This new UV technology, is it now becoming an industry standard? Is it something that's been tested and proven?
It is. It doesn't have quite the long history of the what we call the heat or thermal cured, but it's an excellent product, a high quality product. It cures faster. It allows us to get our customers back in service sooner, and has several other advantages. In addition to it doesn't have the some of the chemical off-gassing that we experience with the lining. So it's safe and reliable. But it was just an issue of the current vendors not wanting to upgrade their capital investments, and not wanting to spend a bunch of money on new light streams and newer materials. And so this is sort of encouraging the market to do that.
Thank you very much.
Very good. I'll accept a motion to accept the procurement report.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz moves. Commissioner Saltzman seconds. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you both for your presentation. Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The procurement report